The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, now it's time to talk sport. From OTB Sports, Owen Sheen is joining me. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we might talk about Manchester United in the Europa League having a bit of a scare in Rome. We might talk about the demise of Arsenal from that competition. But most people are talking about Johnny Sexton.
They are indeed. It's a massive omission, isn't it, that he's not going on the tour. It had been touted from early in the week that Warren Gatland wanted durability. He wanted players he could depend on when it comes to getting a full 80 minutes week after week after week in this tour. So maybe the news wasn't a total shock, but it is still quite something when you look at the performance he put in, especially against England at the end of the Six Nations, that that player is not going on the British and Irish Lions tour.
Now, is it fair to say that Gatland has decided that he's got to match muscle with muscle? And Johnny, who's very wiry and tough and is not afraid of a tackle, but he's not built like Owen Farrell, who used to be a slim young lad not too many years ago, but now clearly is spending an awful lot of time in the gym.
And that's because he's moved back towards his midfield position and he needed a little bit more bulk playing at 12. And if Owen Farrell is being brought in to play midfield, then really could he have gone for an extra out half on top of that? Like, I think really Farrell has been brought in to be an out half. Yes, you're right, he is the bulkiest of the three. But really, if you're comparing Sexton with Finn Russell or Sexton with Dan Biggar, then Sexton doesn't really lose anything in the bulk department. It is just the tendency that he has to throw himself into tackles, to give everything and for the cause, really, which has led to number of injuries, which is concerning Warren Gatland. What is interesting, Pat, is that he made a point of saying that it wasn't to do with his concussions or his HIAs, I should say, over the last little while. So that doesn't really add up, because a lot of what Johnny Sexton has suffered with has been HIAs and the precaution that has come with that.
Maybe he's concerned that Sexton, were he to be starting at number 10, would be targeted. That's what they would do.
Exactly. And his train of thought is that if Sexton gets targeted and hit, he's more likely to be out injured than Biggar or Finn Russell. Now, I'm not sure if that's necessarily true. I think that Sexton, if you want to make a case for him not being durable, it's largely down to the way in which he defends, which is, as I say, very committed. He tackles sometimes quite high, maybe, and he puts his body on the line. As a coach, are you not able to then turn around to Johnny Sexton and say, listen, you're my player now, we're going to change that for the sake of this British and Irish Lions tour? Maybe hold off on that department a little bit. Maybe the coach could actually do something to get a little bit more durability out of your player. I think it's a bad decision. At the same time, you look at Warren Gatland and what he's done over the past couple of years. He's got some of the big calls very, very right in the past. The mind goes back to Brian O'Driscoll, for example, not making the team two tours ago at this point. Johnny Sexton, if he's standing over a kick to win a Lions tour, you would take him over Finn Russell or Dan Biggar and maybe even Owen Farrell in his current form at this stage. What Gatland is concerned about is the lead up to those clutch moments, as one might say. It is the 60-70 minute periods that will have to come after a few weeks of a tough tour in South Africa that has concerned him. No question of his quality, though.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the teams, and I mean, Scotland came good this year to an extent. England disappointed, yet they have more members on the 37 squad than any other of the home nations. You know, people are going to be disappointed in all of the four home countries. There's no question about that.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I think when you look at it, really, it's that there is the story of a few bolters that come to the fore, which leads to a few of those nations being a little bit disappointed. Ireland have got bolters themselves. Maybe not a lot of people would have seen Bundiaki in the squad. Not a lot of people would have seen Jack Conan in the squad. From an English perspective, not many people would have seen Sam Simmons getting called up, considering Eddie Jones wasn't calling him up for the England team. So there are always these storylines going into the tour, I should say. But what is also a banker is that there will be pullouts. There will be, who knows, could be COVID situations. There could be injuries. And there will more than likely be a handful of new players who get called up. And as often is the case, some of those new call-ups end up being the man of the hour quite often on these tours. So yeah. This thing is not done just yet. But Sexton and James Ryan, the two Irish names certainly that would be most disappointed with yesterday's news.
All right, let's move on to soccer and looking at last night's two matches and looking forward to the Premier League.
Yeah, well, last night's certainly the Manchester United match went how you might expect it, as in Roma probably came good when they needed to come good, but there was never going to be enough in the scoring department for them to actually outdo the, what was it, four or five goals that they were down going into the second leg. They won
6-2 going into the second leg. And then, of course, Roma were at home in Rome, which will give them a little edge, I suppose. And maybe a sense of complacency. If you're 6-2 ahead, you don't really have to do as much. But then they got a bit scared.
Yeah, like I think the team Solskjaer picked last night reflected how much he respected the Roma challenge. And now they did score 3 out of the 4 goals they were gunning for. The problem was that Manchester United have Edinson Cavani in top form at the moment, and he scored twice, and that really just took the thing away from Roma. 8-5 was how it finished on aggregate, and they now play 3 games before the week is out as we move into the next few days. And this Manchester United team, they will be counting their blessings that they were so good before Christmas and around Christmas, that they do have a bit of a cushion on West Ham in fifth place. They are 9 points clear, and it would be a massive shock at this point for them not to get their Champions League places. This might now be the time for Solskjaer to rest a few bodies over the course of the next week before that Europa League final. The Europa League final is going to be against Unai Emery's Villarreal. They were deserving winners against Arsenal over two legs on a 2-1 scoreline. And really, it's just more depression for Arsenal fans after last night. It was nil all on the night, which is a really poor reflection of how Arsenal approached the game. In the first half, it did not look like they needed that goal whatsoever. A bit of frantic energy in the second half, but 2 or 3 good chances, and that was about it. A really poor showing from a team who really needed something last night. And Arsenal, they're 9th place at the moment in the Premier League. It has been a disaster of a season for them.
Now, in the League of Ireland, we've got St. Pat's against Rovers, which is a top of the table clash, I suppose you could put it. And I'm sure people will look forward to that one. What about hurling resuming?
Hurling is back this weekend now, of course, because it comes right before the championship once again this year. There may be a case to be made that this is a bit of a phony war, especially given there's a backdoor in the championship once again this year for the hurlers. At the same time, once again, like Limerick versus Tip, for example, tomorrow evening at 5:30 throws in, that little bit of parochial rivalry will surely spark once again, because these are deep squads. There are players here who have been training on their own for months on end after Christmas, and they will be desperate to get back out to some competitive action. So I think the country really will enjoy these games, and there are some great fixtures. The one I mentioned is the standout fixture of the weekend, but before that, to get things underway, in Group B of Division 1 is Dublin against Kilkenny at 3:30, and then on Sunday it's Cork against Waterford at 3:45. So those are the three big fixtures from the Hurling League this weekend, but of course it goes down to Division 2 as well as the weekend progresses. So plenty of action, and the GEA is well and truly back this weekend.
All right, Owen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Owen Sheehan of Off the Ball.